This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. We're in Daytona Beach, Florida. We're at the Florida State Championship. The sixth round is about to end. There are a few other games going on, but I have with me a Grandmaster Lars Bo Hansen. He's originally from Denmark, right?
That's true. I came here 3 years ago, 2010.
And what made you come to Orlando, Florida?
Well, basically, we wanted to try something new after we've been living in Europe for 40 years. So the reason why we came to Orlando was because I got a 6-month scholarship at UCF in Orlando, and we enjoyed that very much. And then after the 6 months passed, then we decided to stay in Orlando.
It probably was Disney World that did it, right?
Well, it's part of all the attractions, and I mean, Orlando is a very nice city with a lot of stuff going on. So it's pleasant to live where all the tourists enjoy coming.
But it must be different coming from Europe, where chess is very competitive, and you come to Florida,
right,
where the state of Florida does not have much chess. So, how are you finding it here?
Right. So obviously, chess in the U.S. is very, very different than chess in Europe. I mean, we hardly have these weekend Swisses with double rounds and these things. We have these long tournaments with one game a day for a week or more. But it's two different systems, and I've come to terms with that this is simply a different system, and trying to adapt my style and my play and my strategy to that.
So speaking of that, this tournament, you and I played in the first round.
Right.
You won in a Caro-Kann, I believe it was 40 plus moves. How did you end up in the tournament?
Well, I got 5 out of 6, which was pretty okay, I think, more or less according to my rating expectations. So I was pretty pleased with my games in this tournament. I played some good and decent games, I thought. We'll see if it's enough to win the championship or not. Depends on how Eric Rodriguez does in the last one. But overall, I was pleased with my play, so at least it's enough for a tie for first, and then we'll see what the tie breaks say.
Now, locally, we're actually in Daytona Beach, but you live in Orlando. What are you doing there in Orlando?
I'm a course director at Full Sail University, which is one of these smaller specialized universities with focus on the entertainment industry. And specifically, I'm teaching in the sports department, which is my background is in sports management. So I enjoy doing that and combining that with chess and trying to basically pursue two careers at the same time.
So you gave me a flyer. You have some classes that you do there in Orlando?
Right, we do some weekend classes. We want to try to do something for chess in Florida, and basically what I think we can do, apart from participating in the tournaments, is bringing this, let's say, culture that we have from Europe to Florida, and then we have specific training methods and specific ways of working on the game, which I'm not seen here in the States. So we have prepared some weekends where we have very intensive coaching by me in the Saturdays and Sundays. Fits with the job that I have, and is a training method that I myself have experienced in Europe, working with some of the best coaches in the world.
Now, chess in the U.S. over the last, I came up as a scholastic player as well, and they didn't have nearly as many players and as many tournaments.
Right.
The Super Nationals had, I believe, 5,300 students that
right.
Played. Do you have any students that compete in the Nationals, Scholastic Nationals?
I have a few, but mainly my wife, who's a women's international master, and I, we divide it so that she has more students on the Scholastic level, where I usually teach the master students also in our weekend camps. So we have divided it in that way, but we have a few. We try to train them through these methods that we have learned ourselves, and hopefully that is an addition to, let's say, the chess culture that we see here in Florida.
And I might add, you have a son who is probably your first student. How old is he, and what is he doing here in Orlando? Is he a student?
Well, he's just about to turn 23, and he just graduated from college. So right now he's trying to figure out what he wants to do. He might do, or he is part of our chess coaching as well. So he might start by doing some chess coaching. But we'll see. Yeah, he got a degree in business administration, and for now he's trying to figure out in which direction he wants to go.
Good. Now I want to switch gears a little bit about the world chess. The World Cup just ended today. Vladimir Kramnik drew today, so he clinched the World Cup final against Andrikin. So now he is officially qualified. What are your views of the upcoming cycle, and who do you think would stand a chance to maybe break through against either Carlsen or Anand, right, whoever wins?
Well, I think Kramnik has a good shot at it. I mean, he was very close to winning this year's candidates, and I'm sure he will be very motivated for next year's candidates as well, no matter if Carlsen or Anand is a world champion at this point. But I think he has a good shot at it. Obviously, also Aronian, being rated number two in the world for quite some time now, is having a good shot. And then it will be interesting to see what some of the young players will do. I mean, because of this result at the World Cup, Sergei Kajakin will be qualified, mm-hmm. and Drakin also qualified despite losing the finals in the World Cup. So we have some young players that have not been at the candidates level before, and it will be interesting to see how they can do. But I have to say that I see Kramnik having a good shot at qualifying for the next World Championship match.
Now you're probably partial, being in the Scandinavian area. But who are you picking for the World Championship to begin in November?
Well, I think Carlsen is the favorite, but maybe not by as much as many people think, just looking at the ratings. I mean, over the last few years, Vichy and Anand has obviously put a lot of effort into the World Championship matches and a little less into his tournament's results. I think it's very much a matter of pride for him to make a good showing against Carlsen in that match. So I'm sure he will come out and be well prepared and put up a good fight in that. I think it will be closer than many people might think, but I think Carlsen has a slight edge, but he should not make many small missteps before Anand will run away with it.
Yeah, it's this match is going to be good for chess, because you have these two different personalities. You have this young star, and then you have Anand, who's been, this may be his fourth or fifth time defending the title. What do you think of Anand as a world champion, and what has he added since he's been world champion?
Well, I think mainly what he has added is that he has won the world championship in several different formats. I mean, he won the knockout in, I think, 2001. He won the tournament world championship, and he won the match world championship against Kramnik. So he has proven himself in all of the different formats that we have. I would have liked that he, like Kasparov, Karpov, Fischer before him, had put a little more effort into the tournament results. I think the chess world would like to see the world champion actually competing for winning tournaments. And it seems to me he has been pretty satisfied just to hide some preparation for the matches and not put all his best work into the tournaments. And I feel that's a shame. So I hope after the World Championship match in November, no matter who wins, that we will see the old Vichy and Anand coming back and competing for the tournament victories as well.
Well, I think I remember Anand saying that he won't be a Korchnoi, he won't play in until his 60s. But it seems like that the generation, Anand's generation, will Gelfand, Kramnik, who's a little bit younger, they seem to have staying power. Ivanchuk is still playing very strong. What do you attribute to this players being able to play competitively that long?
Right. I see that as a matter of the computers. This generation with Anand, Kramnik, Gelfand, Ivanchuk, Topalov even, that are from the mid-30s to the mid-40s, they grew up at a time where they still got all the bases from studying chess the old-fashioned way. Mm-hmm. With books and with very intensive coaching and some of these things. And then they added the computer capability as well when the databases and analysis engine came up. So they got the best from both worlds, I think. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, we have the young generation, which only grew up with computers, basically, and they have had to go the other way around. I mean, they have had to learn some of the old stuff that the old generation learned the hard way of studying with books and these things. So I think that's maybe part of the staying power that they have. That I was not surprised that Gelfand put up such a good fight against Anand in the last World Championship mm-hmm. match, for example, because I know Gelfand for 25 years, and I know his chess education going through this Botvinnik school, Petrosian school, is second to none, and this generation still profits from that.
It's interesting that you mentioned the different methods. Carlsen and players like Nakamura, I know Nakamura played a lot in the Swiss tournaments, and he played a lot on ICC, Bullet. And I remember both of them saying that, you know, the old way of studying, and, you know, it's you waste so much time. And do you think computers is taking something away from the game, or do you think it's just, you think that we're just transitioning into another era?
Well, I definitely think computers have taken something away, but it has also added a new component. So it's about finding the right balance, I think, between new and old. And that, I mean, we hear sometimes people talking about that, I mean, the old rules don't work, and it's all about with a computer evaluation and very specific for each position. But I don't really believe that. I still think that some of the old rules and strategies still apply, but there are much more exceptions to some of these things than we used to think. And I think the computers have added a lot in showing these exceptions. But I don't think we should go all the way saying that only the computer evaluations matter. So I'm a little old-fashioned in that sense, but I feel that it's about finding the right balance between new and old. Mm-hmm. And obviously these two players that you mentioned, Carlsen and Nakamura, grew up with this computer generation, playing Blitz online, studying with the databases where they could study master games and what have you much faster than before, but they have still had to build this stamina that the old generation had from the old way of studying.
One last question: the Olympiad will be in Tromsø, Norway, next year. Will you be representing Denmark there?
No, I've more or less retired from the Danish national team. I played in six Olympics, and right now I'm focused on what we are doing here in Florida. So I'll focus on my job and focus on my chess camps and chess tournaments here in Florida, and then I'll just root for the Danish team when they go there.
Okay, very good. Well, it was nice talking to you. Nice playing you as well.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll play you again in the next tournament, and I wish you all the best in Orlando.
Thank you, and you too.
Okay. Thank you. This is Daim Shabazz, and we're signing off for the Chess Drum.